Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Off here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. It's almost over. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. And nobody on it but y'all right now. I thought some more. I mean, I told a bishop this Friday night. It's a bad night. People be getting off of work.
Yeah, actually, she on a prayer call, conference call.
Is she?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just looking. Well, we were just wanting to talk about the classes and stuff. She probably don't want to teach no class. But what I wanted to, we're just going to talk about, it's going to be prayer, faith. Let me see, prayer, faith, and something else, and you all could pick something from it. It's a theme. It's possessed by faith, proven by obedience, and presented in prayer. And, I mean, I got scriptures for each one of them, but you can just teach how you feel. It's possessed by faith, proven mm-hmm. by obedience, and presented in prayer. And, I mean, I've been studying it myself because I don't know if people want to teach, you know, and I hate to just take over when there's other people there that can teach, and I'm trying to get people to just use their gifts and stuff like that. Don't have to be a long prayer, you know what I'm saying, but, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, because these yes be definitely give me out my comfort zone.
But you're going to be fine, baby.
Grace
and peace.
Grace and peace.
Butterfly Bishop. This is Prophetess Willie Mae Jones on here. Her daughter was supposed to come, but she's on a prayer conference right now. And, you know, I was just telling her some of the things. I don't know. I mean, I think she'll do fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think she'll do fine.
How many Apostle? How many participants that we have on the line at tonight?
Just her for right now. I mean, I told everybody. I mean, Prophetess Harris, Lisa Harris, she's supposed to teach and. Prophetess Nelson is supposed to teach, but she said she had a wedding at 6 o'clock. She didn't think she would be out of it by 7, but she said for me to just, you know, take notes for her because she said she.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's understandable. Okay. All right. Yes, we're gonna. Please excuse my my tardiness, but if it's possible, Apostle, have you already prayed?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Can you lead us in the word of prayer, and then we'll go on with the meeting and whomever come on. We don't have to be long. I guess we can just go on with our meeting with our leaders that will be teaching, our teachers, and then we will follow up. Sometime Monday, because we need this to happen as soon as possible. Okay.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for just being here on tonight. Lord, we ask you now, Lord, to just bless this meeting on tonight, God. Let our like minds come together for one purpose. And it's your purpose, God.
Yes.
I ask you right now, God, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless the ones that should be here and could not make it, God. I ask you now to give us an understanding. Give us good communication, Lord. And just let us have success in our meeting on tonight. Lord, we ask you these things, all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
So.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's in your hands, Apostle. The only thing we want you to do is just reiterate with us with the scriptures of the vision and how Okay. If God, you know, told you to give it to us in a certain manner, so that we'll know how to take it in.
Okay. Possessed by faith is coming out of Galatians chapter 3, verse 22, which I don't have my Bible open to that, but I can open it up. And
I'll read it for you, Apostle. Give me one moment. Galatians 1.
3:22.
Galatians 3:22.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 22, the 22nd, says this, but the scripture has confined it all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
Okay. Okay. So, like I said, I've been looking at it. I looked at the whole thing before I put it as my theme, and I really liked it, everything. You know, when you look at this possessed by faith, we're talking about what is real faith. We want to talk about what is true faith. You know, if you don't have faith, it's impossible to please God, first of all. And then faith is so important in our life, in our walk with God. If we don't have faith, just a little faith, just a grain, size of a grain of a mustard seed faith, I'm telling you, you cannot please God. And if you don't have faith, it's a sin. It's a sin not to have faith. So faith is so important in this walk with God, because you have never seen God. But we got faith enough to know that it's a God, and he sent his son to die for us. You know, so I think that's very important for us to talk about or teach about. There's so many other things. Then you can even talk about the lack of faith, because a lot of us don't have enough faith, you know. We want stuff, but we don't have enough faith to get it. We want to be healed, but we don't have enough faith to get it. Even if you're praying for somebody and they lack in faith, you need to have enough faith that God will move just on your faith. You know, it's a lot of things when it comes to faith that we can talk about and build up people with faith. I'm just telling you, I've been through everything. I've been through so much. If I had not had faith, I wouldn't be here today like I have now. I wouldn't be here today. So we need to know faith is so important. And then the other one is obedience. Now, obedience brings healing. Obedience brings closeness and love. Obedience leads to peace. See, when you obey God, obedience is better than the sacrifice you can give to God. But when you obey God, you know you in right standing with God. He said, if my word in you and you in me, you can ask me anything, and I can do it, and I shall do it for you. If you are in the will or in alignment with God, you can ask God for anything. But you got to obey him. You got to be obedient to the things of God. You can't just do and live like you want to live and do what you want to do and think God's still going to bless you and you're not obeying him, because he's not going to tell us to do anything wrong. We're doing what we want to do anyway. In simple terms, it means hearing the word of God and acting on the word of God, obeying God. It implies alignment our alignment in will, with his will.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We need to do that. We need to be about that. It's, I mean, I don't know. It all just had a really good effect on me when I started. And y'all know I love to pray. So, you know, prayer was nothing for me. When it is presented in prayer, that did me all the good in the world, because after you obey God and you got faith, and then you're going to take it and present it in prayer, what more can you ask them for? I mean, So, you know, the prayer has to line up, too. You have to know how to call on the name of the Lord. And, it's different ways people pray. You know, you can pray. Some people like to stand out and pray. Some folk like to go in their closet and pray. But you better know who you're praying to. You better be able to worship and praise God. It's a way. I'm telling you, I learned about prayer. If you don't give God worship, your prayers won't get answered. You better be a worshiper. You better praise the Lord. I'm telling you, you better worship him. You better worship God so your prayers can be answered. I'm telling you, we go to God asking him for everything. We never think about worshiping God. We never think about laying out before the Lord. We never think about bowing down at his feet. We never think about that stuff. We never think about that stuff. We got to worship God. I could sit in one spot in my room and say Jesus for 2 hours, because I want him to know I mean Jesus. I don't mean no play stuff. I mean Jesus. I call his name over and over and over again. Do you hear me? That's what I'm saying to him. Do you hear me? I need your attention. And I already have it, but I want him to know I'm crying out for your people. I'm crying out. I'm calling on your name. That where every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. That's the name that I'm calling out. And you can be getting ready to hit something in your vehicle and cry out Jesus, and honey, things will happen.
Amen.
I've seen it happen. So,
man,
I just got carried away, didn't I?
I'm done, y'all.
No, you're good. I'm done, y'all. I was just going to be telling y'all in a bit.
Sorry. But no, that's what we need, because if you're not passionate about what we should be passionate about, then there's no use. There's no use or need of doing it. Passion becomes passion. So others, your passion should become other people's passion. That's how we respect. We respect people by what they respect. That's good. I just have a few. You said one topic, it's faith, obedience, and then the other is worship. Is the last
prayer.
One worship? Oh, prayer. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All of these are great topics here. Now, you did have other scriptures pertaining. So does these
scriptures pertaining?
Ma'am?
You want them?
Yeah, let's get them. We're going to need them. Because what I was saying was, were they pertaining to obedience and prayer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes, ma'am. Let's get them. Can I read them? See? Yeah. I thought you were going to give me them scriptures, because you probably would have went further if you would have gave me the scriptures.
No. Okay. First Samuel 15 and 22 for obeying God. And then.
Okay, that's a hold. First Samuel 15 and 22. That's for obedience. Okay. Let me read that, and then give me that last one. I'm going to read that one too on prayer.
Isaiah 43 and 26. Isaiah 43:26.
Okay. For Samuel. Samuel, the 15th chapter, I'm going to read the 22nd verse. 22nd verse, and it says, "So Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and in sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed then that fat of rams."
Amen.
Amen.
So you want me to do that? And, I always did that.
No, you don't. I mean, if you got some more to put on it, Apostle, that'd be good.
No.
So that we can understand the full text. Okay. Because you're about to preach again.
No. I was just talking.
No, Apostle was preaching. What did she just preach?
You want me to read?
I'm getting ready to read Isaiah 43.
But your voice is going. Yes. Your voice is leaving. You want me to read it?
No, I got it. Yeah. All right, here it is on the, that's Isaiah 43:26, and it says, "Put me in your remembrance. Let us contend together. Speak your case that you may be acquainted." That was Isaiah 43:26.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Didn't I already talk about that?
Yeah, you ain't even gave no scriptures, but you talked about all three of them. You sure did. Yeah, you went over it.
Mm. Well,
that's the concept of where we should be according to the scripture and according to the vision that God has given you. So when it's time to talk about those things, it's going to be repetitious because we need to understand where God has told you. The Bible says that, believe it or not, that Adam was here to give word in acknowledgement and wisdom to his great, 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 great grand. That's powerful.
It is powerful.
Adam lived to be 900 years old, something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you is that we have to pass down the lineage and the legacy of the Word of God. So, dear sister, what's your name that's on here now?
Prophetess Willamette Jones.
Okay, Prophetess Willamette Jones. Now, where are you from, Ms. Jones? Prophetess Jones, where are you from?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You in Charlotte, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, do you get the vision? Is it making sense to you?
Well, this will be me stepping out my comfort zone, stepping out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be my first time speaking in front of the congregation. So, but the thing about it also, I want to say last week or so, I had a dream, and it was like my old pastor and his wife. It was like I was working on this program. So I know that this is God, what he want me to do. He want me to step out.
Mm-hmm.
He showed it to me in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So my question still stands. My question to you is, do you understand the vision that Apostle Dean just went through with the scriptures, according to the scriptures and according to what you heard from her, what God gave her. Do you understand it?
I was writing notes also as she was talking. So,
okay. All right.
I was writing notes also in the scriptures. So, I mean, like I say, I'm just stepping out on faith and just let God have his way. And if I, you know, have any questions, I can always reach out to Apostle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. But what he's asking you is, do you understand why I picked a theme like that, obedience and prayer and faith? You know, he's trying to ask you, can you catch that vision? Mm-hmm. Whether we ain't talking about you teaching, but just understanding about prayer, faith, and obedience. Because, see, with all three of them, we got to have all of those.
Yes,
we
in
must
order to
have
be able
those.
To
you know,
yes.
You can't walk with God no other way. You know, if you don't have those three, what do you have? You got to be obedient to God. You got to have faith to even know God exists, that he died for you on the cross. You must have faith. And
yes,
you got to pray. Communicate with God.
Ma'am.
That's the vision. We have to catch on to that vision, and that's the way we're going to step. We got to step through these things. We got to take it and go. I'm just telling you, because like I said this today, I'm running for my life. I
yes,
got
ma'am.
Revival down in me. I'm running for my life. Do you hear me? And y'all better catch on to that vision and run on with me, because let me tell you something. God on his way back for church, and he going to come back to the house of God. Because he's going to judge us first. We got to do
yes,
it. We better be going. I'm telling you, I ain't going to let nothing and nobody slow me down. I'm just telling you, I got to do this thing. And it's the right time and the right place. Obedience, faith, and prayer. I'm telling you, those things just gripped me when I saw this stuff. The scriptures may not be just right, but I can explain it better than I can say it. Say the scriptures. I ain't worried about those scriptures, but I can tell you what God gave me when he had me to grab that thing. Just hope, catch on to the vision. Pray. Catch on to it, honey, because let me tell you something. We got a role, and God going to use you mightily when you teach your class. He's going to use you. It's time to step out. It's time to step in the deep for God, because he stepped in the deep for us. We got to move. We got to move. We can't stand in this spot. 23 will be here in a couple of days. We got to move. Mm-hmm. And God going to make it possible. Your son going to be healed. You going to be gone.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And if I didn't obey, because I do travel, and I move when God tell me to move, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, so I mean, I'm operating in all of these anyway for
come on.
You know quite a
mm-hmm.
while. So I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm doing these.
Mm-hmm.
I even pray for my enemies when they even wrong me.
That's right.
So,
that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. We gotta be about the Father's business. I just made up in my mind. Send me. He said, "Who will go for us? Send me." I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm willing. Whatever it takes, I'm ready. I'm going to take off. Watch. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Bishop.
Yes, amen. Bob, you done preach again.
no.
You're excited. Yeah, no, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just that you're excited. And that's what the people need to hear. As you go forward and as you begin to teach more into it, and as you begin to get it, it'll begin to stir you up, and then it'll stir them up. So I pray, but prophetess, I'll say this to you.
Yes.
I understand that this is going to be your first time speaking out publicly. And
yes.
As you're going forward, what I don't want you to do and what the Lord doesn't want you to do is getting to the place where it become an emotional thing. Okay? We say that it's not your comfortable place. But God says that I'll use the foolish thing to confine the wise. And the foolish thing can seem the most odd, bizarre thing. And it may not seem as if, you know, and I heard you when you say that, I'm ready. I'm, you know, Lord wants to use. I've been working on this for a while now. I've been working on it for a while. And sometimes, and I say this to people often, don't get into a place where we'll never be ready for anything. Let's just say that. We'll never be ready for anything that comes our way. But we can prepare.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Continue to get on the prayer line with Apostle Dean. Continue whenever she's on and you're free, and you can, even if you're not on, if you can go back and just listen to some of the prayer, get on. Get on the Bible study. Come on the teaching. The reason being is because when God began to do this thing, He'll begin to show you even more.
Okay.
Because you got a lot of questions. You got a lot of questions. And a lot of answers have not been answered. A lot of questions have not been answered. Excuse me. But as you begin to come on more, and as you begin to feel more comfortable with the apostle and the ministry and the vision, the reason why I asked you that question is because if you can hear her voice and the cry that she has, then everything else would just fall right on in place. As long as you can hear her voice, as long as you can hear the vision from her heart, it don't matter what you don't have.
Yes,
you'll speak what God says speak because you caught hold of the vision. That's all this is. It's like to put you out there on Front Street. This is just so that you can catch the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Right. So continue to catch the vision. And the Lord has some great things in store for you as you catch up. Because I wrote down it myself. I wrote down these scriptures, and I'm about to go ahead and, you know, Apostle Nomi, I'm about to dissect these things. I'm about to look into it even further. I believe it. I believe it. So, you know, as being a teacher or a student of the Word of God, not just a teacher, but a student of the Word of God, what this does, we want these scriptures to soak into your spirit. So go back and read them. Don't just read that verse. Read the chapter.
Yes,
just to understand it. See where God was. See where the people was. See where their location was. All of that makes a difference when you understand what's happening. Okay?
Okay.
Right. But Apostle, thank you again for sharing your heartfelt sentiment with us concerning the Word of God and the vision. This is tonight is about vision. It's about us catching hold of what God has planted inside of the woman of God, so that when we do stand, when we do speak, we're not just speaking words, vain words, but we're speaking passion. All right. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle, back into your hand. I don't know what else that you had in prayer. In mine, but I know that. And thank you, Prophetess, for taking this time out of your busy schedule to come on and to be with us as we get closer and closer to that time of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Back into your hands, about.
Amen. I just want to thank you, too. you know, because it's more teachers than you, but on Friday night and close to the New Year Eve, people just, anyway, but, you know, hey, where is your treasure? My treasure is right here, Jesus. That's my treasure. That's where my heart is. That's where my heart is. So however I have to do it and I see it's where your heart is, I just thank and praise the Lord, too, for you and Ashley. I really do. If she wants to teach, tell her this, let me know. If she wants to do that, it's so many other things that she can do, you know. But if she wants to teach, tell her to call me, give me, you know, because we have a couple, two or three more teachers, but we having two teachers a day or three teachers a day. I don't know how it should, but however, we want everybody to be on point and to know and to feel and catch hold to their vision. So we're going to get ready to go. I didn't want to hold too long. It's just three of us. So, Father, we just thank you now for this meeting, God. We thank you for a better understanding, God. We thank you for a better communication, God. We thank you for each one that's here tonight, Father. I ask you to just cover and bless they and their families, God. Lord, let them show them your miracles, God. Just let them see your miracles, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them see and catch hold of the vision that you've given me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I will not take it back. Lord, bless them. Keep them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, man of God. I'm going to get off of here and let y'all go. And in the morning, though, Saturday morning, Prophetess Maria, she prayed every Saturday morning. She have prayed every Saturday morning in the month of December. She's praying. So in the morning, I think it's 7 o'clock Central Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time that she comes on to pray in the morning. So I think the next person that will pray for January will be, I think Carlin said she would. So because every month we try to get somebody, they pick their own day. It may not be Saturday, so, but I'll let you know, because there'll be some good prayers on those days. They get up and pray for you early. So I'll let you all know what day that Prophetess Brown picks. So you all have a good night. God bless you all.
Bless y'all, too.
Okay. Good night. Have a good night. Amen. I can't hear you. You're muffling.
I said, will the prayer be on this line?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be on here. Mm-hmm. It'll be the same number. All right. Have a good night.
All right.